Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Yevamis, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. So now we're getting back to a Yevamis Mishnah. Getting back to what we saw in Perek Beis, we learned. Just like you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, the Isser of Achais Ishtoi, there is an Isser of Achais Zikukasai. The term Zika means the connection between a Yavim and a potential Yevama. Soon as someone dies without children, there's an automatic zika, there's a connection to the brothers, between the brother and the almana. That zika will stop either with yivum, that she becomes a regular wife, or with chalitza. But one can't marry a woman that is the sister of a potential yivama. That's called achais zikukasai. So if Leah was married to my brother Reuven, Reuven dies without children, I can't marry Rachel because she is a sister to a person where there's a Zika connection. She is Achais Zikukasai. Now here's our case. Arba Achin, we have four brothers. Shnayim Mehen, two of them. Nesuyim are married. Shtei Achais to two sisters. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven is married to Rachel. Shimon is married to Leah. Umesu hanesuyim esu achoyos. Reuven and Shimon died. So now we have Rachel and Leah that fall liyivum to the two remaining brothers, Levi and Yehuda. But there's a problem. The wires cross. Being that there's a zika between Levi to both Rachel and Leah, and there's a zika from Yehuda to both Rachel and Leah, neither Levi or Yehuda can be Miyavim Rachel Aleah because each one is a sister of someone he has a Zika to. And the Mela, there's no choice. These sisters have to perform Chalitza. Neither Levi or Yehuda can be Miyavim them. And if Levi and Yehuda think, well, if they go ahead and they're going to be Miyavim them without asking afterwards, Bezin will say, okay, let it stay, they're making a mistake. At least according to some Shitas. V'yim kadmu v'kansu. Let's say Levi and Yehuda didn't ask. Levi's miyavim Rachel. Yehuda's miyavim Leah. Zakta Mishnah Yotziyu. They have to divorce them. In the previous case where we said, okay, if they're married already, let them stay married. That's because it was only a suffix. We're not sure who is whose Yavama. So on a suffix, we're not going to say they should divorce their wives once they're married. But over here, there's a clear iser. Each one is vaday achay zukukase. They have no right to be meyavim them. Rabbi Eliezer says, it's a machloikis. It's a machloikis Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai yoimrim yakaimu. The Beis Shammai say that if they didn't ask, and Levi and Yehuda were meyavim Rachel and Leah, let the marriage stay. Ubeis Hillel yoimri yetziyu, but the Beis Hillel are the ones who say no. They have to divorce them. The Gemara says it should be the other way around, because generally speaking, the Beis Shammai al-Lachumra and the Beis Hillel are lenient, except for certain places, the Ramikule Beis Shammai or Mechumre Beis Hillel. Now this is very negay al-Halacha, because the Halacha is like the Beis Hillel. So according to the Sheets, it should be the other way around, then the Halacha is they don't have to leave their wives. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, we have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon, two of the brothers, are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Both Reuven and Shimon died. Neither Levi or Yehuda could be Miyavim, either Rachel or Leah, because each is a sister of a Zakuka, of a woman they have a Zika connection to. And being that both Levi and Yehuda have a Zika connection to both Rachel and Leah, there's nothing we can do. We're stuck. Each one is a Chai Zikukasai. They have to have these women give Chalitza. There is no other way around. What if they didn't listen? And Levi and Yehuda were Miyavim, Rachel and Leah, respectfully. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the Beis Shammai say they could stay married. The Beis Hillel say no. Here's no suffix, like in the previous case. Here you are for sure over an Isser. Some say it should be reversed. It's the Beis Hillel Armekel. As we said, that would be a very big nafkamina lahalacha, because the halacha is like the Beis Hillel.